So summarize.
How are you?
Just a
five as president. Urban amendment.
Look over
5332.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Now, you do anything in the world you can to shove them third reading and get that sent to me. Get their papers. Tell Skeeter Johnson that the moment that passes, we won't get it certified. Get down here. We may have a lot of discussion because we've had an unfortunate incident too, and out in your apartment. And that's why I want to get that one wrapped up. We had a little plane battle last night, and we might have 100 out there talking about it. So don't let them stop the education because you're right inside the promised land. I bragged on you yesterday at the cabinet, told him what a fine job you'd done. Now you've got to get Henry Wilson and Desitel and whoever your clerical people are, your assistant people, and jerk out every damn little bill you can and get down here by the 12th. McCormick said last night, it took him an hour to say it, but that he didn't have a single bill to send down here. Now, disarmament's in conference, and they agreed on it, so we can take that up. What I want you to do is, Roosevelt's got 11.
Right.
One of them is the employment service, and they're not major bills at all. But you'll have one major one, really, with education. Appalachia, a super major one, and then the others are about like Roosevelt. But on the 12th, you'll have the best 100 days better than he did.
Right.
And that gives your boys something to run on if you'll just put out that propaganda the first 100 days that they've done more than they did in Roosevelt's 100 days. Because the guys we want to reelect are those that helped you pass your medical care yesterday. It wasn't these damn Texans and Louisianans, it was these new ones.
That was interesting on that recommit on Medicare, too. Those Republicans are stayed tough right through it.
I think you've got to put out, Larry, take a clipping in your pocket and just put out to one or two of your friends, the Evanses, the Mary McGrorys, or somebody you talk to in confidence. Your boy up there with a glass, he's a pretty good writer. And I think if you get that spread around, some of these liberals go to breaking off from him.
Yeah.
And Halleck is just ready to anyway, but you've got to direct it. I don't want to turn that over to one of these kids.
All right.
Put that in two or three places. Say, I don't know now. I don't mess in these things, but that's what the Congress is telling me. The second thing to put out to them is that every guy that votes for Medicare and education, his grandchildren are going to say, my grandpa was in the Congress that enacted these two.
Yeah, that's good.
So it makes them proud, and they can go back home and say, I was one of the 54. My daddy was one of the 54 that stopped the sales tax one. So all of his children, his grandchildren, are bragging about being one of the 54. And just say that that's a... Get somebody to write you a little article on that.
All right.
How much debate do you think they'll have after they get through there?
They have flying harmony amendment. I think 7. Yeah, Frank Vallejo feels 3 or 4 of them mean anything. And do you think we ought to be able to close this out mid afternoon?
What are you counting on getting out of 3?
Counting on getting out of 3.
All right. Now, will you... take a list of what you might jam through, even if it's a saline thing or something that you can add to your 11 to get to the White House. The trouble is medical care won't get here.
Yeah.
The trouble is voting rights won't get here. We had both of them scheduled.
Yeah.
Now then I would also, while I was up there, try to get somebody to call over and ask Bird if we can schedule a hearing and give everybody plenty of advance notices so they can get their testimony ready and they can plan on it. And I would shoot at if they're going out of here next Thursday and coming back next Wednesday. See if they could get the hearing scheduled the following Thursday. That'd give them 8 to 10 days notice ahead of time. And what he'll do is he won't do anything till he comes out. Then he'll take another 8 to 10 days schedule. Yeah.
Well, I'll press hard to get that thing started. Bird was absent on this boat.
Yeah, well, Bird told us that he'd have hearings promptly, and there's nothing ahead of him.
Yeah.
So now this is Friday.
Right.
If he would say today, when he comes over, if Mansfield get up and say it's over and it's going to the Finance Committee, he said he'd do it promptly. So I think all ought to be on notice that we won't do it this week or next week, but we try to get to it the following week, whenever it is. So it looks like 8 to 10 days long notice. So, but we make that record of giving notice.
Right.
And try to get Russell Long to point out something on it.
Okay. Did you do anything on that schoolhouse?
No, we haven't yet. I wanted to talk to you and I wanted to get it done. I don't know whether I ought to leave with this situation as tense as it is. It would be a dramatic thing, though.
Yeah, I agree.
And if you look at the list and tell me and come in and see me when you get a chance, I thought you were wise not to come until you got one or two amendments beat yesterday, but... they had a hell of a cabinet meeting, Larry. Just a lot of them, man.
Well, I was there the
other day. I know, I guess you came in a little late.
Well,
we announced that you had, when I bragged on you, that you were had to call up and say you'd rather have the bell than the company.
I prefer the company in a way, but that's first things first, I guess.
Yeah, that's right. So. Now, I don't know how many we could haul, but I've got to have a 707 go as a backup anyway, in case something goes wrong with mine, I have to come back.
Yeah.
And I believe, how many Jones sites could haul in 707 with everybody jerked out? Did either one of you find out? How many? 52.
Right.
Now, I would guess 10 of them would have to be our staff people and our particular people.
Right. Right. Well, okay, let me... put a list together for your consideration, see what it looks like.
And then we'll get to calling them right after we decide when we get this China thing off.
Right.
But now what I want is 20 bells. And I know I'll get Appalachia, and I know I'll get Gold Cover, and I know I'll get Inter-American Bank, all substantial. I know I'll get Education. Now that's 4. If I get Disarmament, that's 5. Now, if I could get something in saline water or beautification or anything that's not too bad, military authorization would have been good, but they didn't get it.
Yeah, well, of course, as you know, he's agreed to put that over again.
Yeah. Do you think of any others that we've been working on? What about the coffee agreements?
Yeah, let me check that. I don't have the list in front of me, but it's sort of, I've got it in my pocket out here. Let me check it.
Did they talk to you about putting these articles in the paper?
Yeah, we've got them and we're putting them in.
Wilbur, it'd be awfully good to put in that Lippman article on the monetary thing, because we got a good break on that.
Yeah. Now, I've got them all here and we're introducing them here now.
Okay.
Right. Okay.